All our hymns this morning are taken from the blue hymn book in your pew, the Hymns of Faith, and our opening hymn is 410. 4:1, O guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. 4:1, standing to praise the Lord. Give you all a very warm welcome to our morning service. It's good to see you, and we welcome you warmly in the name of the Lord. We're especially glad to have as our speaker this morning, our preacher, Mr. Billy Kennedy. Billy was a pastor of many churches, not only here but in Scotland, and is one of our full-time workers, and we're glad to have Billy with us this morning and his wife Brenda. And every time we have a gospel mission, Billy is over usually for a few days. And we have appreciated him coming over. He's been over since Monday. And he's been doing some door-to-door work in the town. And we're indebted to him. And we thank him for his ministry. And also we look forward to the Lord this morning as he opens up the Word of God to us. We're glad to have Sinfield Baptist Youth Fellowship with us. You're very welcome, Alistair, and the group that are with you this morning. It's good to see you, and we thank you for coming, and we pray that the Lord will really bless you over this weekend. We're also glad to have Mr. and Mrs. Parks with us from Massachusetts, and you're very welcome to our morning meeting. They heard about our church, and they made their way here this morning, and they're over on holiday, and we welcome them also in the Lord's name. And if you're with us this morning and you're a visitor, we trust that you'll feel at home in our midst, and that together we might know the Lord's blessing upon us. We also welcome those who are tuning in this morning, watching live through internet and sermon audio. And no matter what part of the world you're tuning in from, we pray and trust that the Lord will bless you. At 6:20 tonight, our prayer meeting, and then the final night of our gospel mission with God's servant David Legge. Do remember that this evening and try and get those who are unsaved under the sound of the gospel. William Sayers is the soloist on our final night this evening. And as I have been saying throughout the mission, the offering tonight that will go into the boxes in its entirety and in its totality will go to God's servant as a love gift. I know that many of us have been really blessed through the preaching of God's word. And David has no official stipend. He has no official salary. He lives by faith. And so everything that comes into the box tonight will be going to him. So do please keep that in mind. On Monday evening, There is a SALT group meeting. The ladies will take note of that in the Russell Halls, and that's tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday night at 7:30, there's an Office Bearers meeting at 8 o'clock. The Ladies' Fellowship will meet. Mrs. Liz Cuthbert from New Tribes Mission will be the speaker, and that's on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock, and all the ladies are welcome to that. And then on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, it's the midweek service. The service is next Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Morris Warburton, one of our deacons, will be ministering the word. And at night, Mr. Walton Gracie, one of our elders, will be preaching the gospel. And the soloist at the evening service will be Thelma Highlands. I begin next Sunday for 2 weeks in Cookstown Baptist Church in a mission, and would value your prayers certainly for that. I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who helped in any way during our gospel mission. I'm not going to name names, because to do that would be leave someone out. But many of you have worked very hard in many different ways. And I do want to say this morning a big thank you to you for your work for the Lord. Hebrews 6 reminds us that God is not unrighteous to forget our labor of love, in that we have ministered to him and to his saints and to the lost at this time. So a big thank you for all who have helped in any way. We've got a little thank you note here this morning from Ashley and Alison Lockhart. It says, Dear Dennis, Ashley and I would like to express our sincere thanks to you and the Church Fellowship for your prayers during this difficult time. We also want to thank those that phoned and sent cards or attended the funeral. And that's from Ashley and Alison Lockhart. I don't normally do this, but because we haven't had a prayer meeting, I'm going to do it. It's not a habit that I'm going to start, but I'm going to leave with you some names who need our prayers at this time who are ill. Our brother Ronnie Gibson arrived home from New Zealand and wasn't long home before he was admitted to Craigavon Area Hospital, and he's in 4 North, and Ronnie desperately needs our prayers at this time. Philip Mitchell is going into hospital on Thursday for a hernia operation into the Royal. Suzanne Purdy starts her treatment on Wednesday, and Helen Miller has just finished a week of treatment, so do remember these folk in prayers. Also, William Robison has had surgery and is now home. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer as Winnie and Paula lead us, and then Billy will come and speak for a moment or two to the children. Eternal God, our loving Father, we still our hearts before Thee afresh today in the Saviour's name. And thank You, Lord, for this privilege and opportunity today of coming to worship Thee. We thank Thee that Thou art the Lord, and beside Thee there is none else. And our Father, we bow with humility and reverence in Thy holy presence today, and give You thanks for this privilege and opportunity of bowing at the feet of the Lord and seeking the face of our God in prayer. Our Father, we have come to worship Thee this morning. We remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that God is Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and according to truth. And Father, we pray that we may be enabled by Thy Holy Spirit this morning to worship Thee scripturally, to worship Thee spiritually, and to worship Thee earnestly. And that from our hearts this morning, there might arise to Thee worship that will ascend as a sweet-smelling savor in Thy presence, O God. We thank You this morning for our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for Thy word that reminds us that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And we thank You that it's only on the efficacy of His precious blood, only on dependence of His finished work, that we enter into Thy presence and address Thee as our Father. We thank You today for a living Savior, one who is enthroned at God's right hand, We thank you for an indwelling spirit, for an open Bible, and our Father, for all the means of grace that thou hast given to us. O God, we pray this morning that as we draw nigh to thee, that thou wilt draw near to us. We ask, O God, that you would minister to us this morning as your servant comes and opens up the word of God. Father, we pray that he might come with a word from thyself this morning. And our Father, that as we sit under the ministry of thy word, we might be refreshed and enlightened and encouraged, even rebuked. O God, we pray that thou wilt bless thy truth to our hearts. We take a moment to remember those in need this morning. Those in physical need. Remember, Lord, those who are in hospital today. Remember those who are going into hospital this week. Remember those who are currently receiving treatment and those who will receive treatment. Father, we commit these thy dear servants to thee. Ask, Lord, that you would minister to them in their moments of weakness. And our Father, in your good purpose, we pray that thou wilt lay thy hand upon them, raising them again to health and strength. Bless all the boys and girls in our meeting this morning. Remember those in the creche and those in this building. Father, we pray that as they hear thy word just now, that the seed might fall upon tender hearts and bring forth fruit to your glory, as we give you thanks in the Savior's name. Amen. Billy's going to come and speak to the kids. Thank you, Billy.
I've got the letter X this morning, and it can mean many things. Remember when I was a wee fella and used to see these old parrots, and the old parrots had a map, and on the map there was a wee X, because that was where there was treasure, that was where there was something very, very special, something very valuable, something very important. And over all your heads this morning, boys and girls, the Lord has an X. You're all very special, all very valuable, all very precious. Indeed, he calls you a jewel, a jewel. So never forget you're very, very precious. Maybe in the school it doesn't work out like that, but in God's eyes, you're all very special. One of the schools I went into in Scotland, they had a big notice up at the back, I must be somebody. I must be somebody because God don't make no junk. So we're all somebodies. God don't make no junk. And then, when I was a wee fella, I used to get some cards. And on the cards there was an X. And of course, somebody loved me. I don't get money now, but... But it's marvelous to realize somebody loves us. Somebody cares about us. Somebody's interested in us. Marvelous to know that. Wonderful to know that God so loved you that he sent his son to die for you. If you believe in him, you'll never perish, but you'll have everlasting life. So great to know somebody loves us. Then I went to the model school. Handsome, he went to the model. Half the congregation, look at that. And so I went to the model. And when I came home from school, I said, hey, Mummy, the teacher loves me. Why? Look at my book. It was full of axes. She says, how do you know that? I says, but look at all the axes. You told me that if somebody loves you, they put an X. And here, the teacher has put all these X's over my book. Oh, son, it's not like that at all. You've got everything wrong. Even though we're special, even though God loves us, we get a lot of things wrong. Of course, the Bible calls that sin. And of course, there's only one way to have that removed, and that's by coming to the Lord Jesus and asking him to cleanse us and to forgive us. I wonder, are you cleansed and forgiven this morning? And then, I used to play football for a team called, what was it called?
Linfield.
the memory's going a wee bit. Played for Linfield, you see. And when we won at Windsor Park, they put a one. And when we came to Glenavon, that was easy. They put a two. But when it was a draw, they put an X. Nobody had won. Honours were even. And every time you come to the church, come to the Sunday school, come to the Good News Club, you think, honours are even, nobody has won. But every time you come, you make a decision, either to receive Christ or to reject Christ. Either to go out through the door with him, or to go out through the door without him. You make a decision. So I hope you make the right decision today, or you have already made the right decision, that you've come to realize how much God loved you in sending his son to die for you, and you have trusted him as your own and personal savior. And if not, then why not this morning open your heart and trust him and know the joy of sins forgiven.
Our thanks to Billy for that word to the children. We're going to turn to 493 now. 493, there's a work for Jesus. Ready at your hand, 'tis a task the Master just for you has planned. Haste to do his bidding, yield him service true. There's a work for Jesus, none but you can do. And during the singing of the first verses of this hymn, the boys and girls and the babies will leave us, that we might have quietness as we gather around the Word of God and as God's servant brings to us God's Word this morning. 493.
This morning from 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. First Kings 17 and verse 1. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these 3 years, but according to my word. The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. It came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Amen. We know the Lord had a blessing to that reading from his own precious truth. Thank the pastor for the opportunity of sharing with you this morning. It's a wee bit of a difference from where I was last Sunday morning. I was in a wee village, maybe 10 miles from where Brenda and I live in Carluke, and I was speaking to four ladies. So the amazing thing about it, the same Lord Jesus with the thousands was there with these four ladies. It's marvelous, wherever we are, then he's here. And that's the most important thing. For those of you who are visiting this morning expecting to hear the pastor, I hope you'll not be too disappointed. But I trust that the Lord will bless the word this morning. My text is from Luke 12 and 24. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? Here was the Lord Jesus encouraging his hearers to live it at a time, reminding them and assuring them that as the Lord looked after the birds, the ravens, the fowls of the earth, he would look after them. And what a message of comfort for you and for me this morning, to know that he will meet and supply all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Not only the comfort, but the challenge of considering the ravens. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 15 and 39, all flesh is not the same flesh. There is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds that we haven't evolved. When we consider the ravens, we realize that we have a creator who has made us. Not only that, but these ravens, according to Leviticus 11, they were an abomination and an unclean. And in verse 14 it says, every raven after its kind, after its kind. So not only are you and I reminded that we have a creator, but here were these ravens, these things which were an abomination and unclean, are going to have their nature changed. They were scavengers, always taking, never giving, always stealing, never sharing. But their nature was going to be changed. And this reminds us of a mighty Savior who can change natures, who can change lives. And then they were commanded to feed Elijah. And so our Lord Jesus in Romans 8, he had dominion over the fowls of the air. And here were these ravens bowing to his word, yielding to his will and doing his work, reminding us that we have a Lord. And so I trust this morning that you and I have acclaimed him as our Creator. We have accepted him as our Savior. And we acknowledge him as our Lord. Totally dependent upon him and looking to him. But then there are other things that the ravens remind us of. As I said, this was God's declaration regarding them. They were unclean, unclean. They were an abomination. And of course, Isaiah reminds us that you and I, in chapter 64 and 6, we are all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight. I wonder, have you realized that? Have you acknowledged that? Have you come to trust him as Savior and as Lord? That you have come to be cleansed, come to be forgiven, that this morning you're rejoicing in the knowledge of sins forgiven, having passed from death unto life, from the power of Satan unto God. that this morning you're really rejoicing in him. And then the thing about the raven, sometimes it can be very deceitful. Song of Solomon 5 and 11, it talks about a foretaste, a picture of our Lord Jesus. Her black and bushy as a raven, as a raven, as a raven. Now, I suppose if you and I saw a line of ravens on the telegraph wires, etc., you wouldn't be able to tell who was the oldest or who was the youngest. For I've never seen a raven with grey feathers, have you? People tell me there are grey ravens, but I've never seen a raven with grey feathers. So if they're sitting in a row, you can't tell who's the oldest from the youngest, because they all look the same. And it could be very deceiving. It could be very deceiving. And of course, you and I are reminded in Hosea 7 and 9, grey hairs are here and there, and you don't know it. And you don't know it. I wonder why they didn't know it. Was it because they weren't looking in the mirror? They didn't get a look at themselves? Or was it like in James 1 where they looked in the mirror and straightway went out and forgot what kind of a person they were? I wonder, do you realize time's going? The days are fleeting past. Life is going very quickly. The challenge is, what's your relationship to the Lord Jesus? Not only our relationship, but what are you involved with for the Lord Jesus? Maybe you've been sitting here for years and still not saved. And the grey hairs are here and there. You don't realize it. Oh, maybe you've been at the mission. And as you've been sitting listening to David preaching, that you realize what you're like, unclean, unsaved, undone. And yet immediately you go through the door, you forget. Forget what kind of a person you really are. Or maybe you've been thinking of some service for God. And you've been thinking of it for a long time. It's time for action. Time to do something about it. Time is going. Time is going. And how sad when we are full of thinking. And all labor there is profit. The talk of the lips only tendeth to poverty. And all labor there is profit. The talk of the lips just tendeth to poverty. Very, very, very deceitful. Grey hairs are here and there. I hope you realize it. I hope you realize it. Hope you're ready to meet God. Hope you're prepared to meet God. And then the declaration of God can be deceitful and then disobedient. Remember in the ark, whenever Noah, Genesis 8 and 7, sent the raven out, never come back. Never come back. Without them would have seen all these carcasses floating around back to its scavenging days. Back to what it was. Oh yes. It was in the ark. Had been saved from the flood. In the ark with Noah and the family, God's people. In the ark, wonderful provision for it in the ark. The first opportunity, back to what it was. Maybe worse than ever it was. What's another picture for you this morning? Knew the blessing of God in salvation. Enjoyed his people. God wonderfully provided for you. But unfortunately, the door opened and you're way back, maybe worse than ever you have ever been. Sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into sin. Heart cold towards Him, but God in His mercy has brought you in this morning to remind you that He loves you, has never ceased loving you. He longs that you might be like the prodigal this morning, that you'll come to yourself, you'll arise and come back to Father and home. The raven, disobedient, out, never returned, no awaiting, no return. What about you this morning? One of the churches Brenda and I were in Scotland, there was a fellow called Johnny, and Johnny got wonderfully saved. But then somebody accused him of something he didn't do. It's very careful how you and I deal with young believers. Very important that we don't try to put an old head on young shoulders. They upset him, accused him wrongly. Johnny, like the raven, went away. Everything that God had given him, a house, blessings, all these benefits, he lost them all. He lost them all because the devil's a robber. I went to see Johnny in the hospital. And I said, Johnny, I'm not going to preach him. I'm going to sing to you. That frightened him. You know what I sang? Will you no come back again? Backslider this morning. Will you no come back again? Will you no come back to your first love again? Will you remember and repent this morning? It hasn't got to be that way. Failure is not final. Failure is not final. Will you know? Come back again. And thank God, Johnny, come back again. But then, the portion of scripture we read this morning, we see their deployment. A very important position that they were in. And the Lord had said to Elijah, have not I commanded the ravens to feed thee there? To feed thee there. The Lord said to Elijah, if you're there, I'll feed you. If you're there, I'll minister to you. If you're there, then I'll shower my blessings upon you. If you're there. I have no forwarding address. If you're not there, you'll starve. I wonder why you are here this morning. Oh, I know the folk from Saintville and the folk from Boston. But for those of you who come regularly, why are you here? I hope you're here because the hand of God's upon you. I hope you're not here because of convenience. I hope you're here because you're in the center of God's will. Because if you're not, whenever the going gets tough, then the tough get going. Good to be in the center of God's will, knowing I'm in the place where He wants me to be. Knowing that where I am, then He'll minister to me. I'll be fed and nourished, and I shall be built up. Hope you're in the right place. Hope you're in the place of God's choice. God's choice. Good to know that. And then he commanded the ravens. I think this is amazing. These, which were declared to be an abomination, an unclean, that the Lord was going to take them now and use them to his glory, just like us. How amazing that God in his mercy should take the likes of you and me, once unclean, and yet been to the cross, been to the Christ of the cross, being washed in the blood, being forgiven, and then desires to use us to minister to his people, Have not I commanded the ravens? No wonder the Lord Jesus says, consider the ravens. If it had been us, we'd have got the pastor to do all this. Pastor Dennis, there's a prophet down there. We want you to feed him morning and evening. We want you to be the butcher and the baker, all fresh, morning and evening. Pastor Dennis would have been flying down full of beans. He would need to be full of beans and full of the joy of the Lord. But then after a wee while, the wings would be getting a wee bit slower. It didn't say, I commanded the raven. The ravens. A whole team effort. I could imagine these same ravens all in a big line. And one said to the other, hey, do you know what we're going to be doing tomorrow? What? Do you see that prophet down there? We're going to be feeding him. And one of them would say to the other, I can't see myself doing that. He often said that. Oh, the Lord has challenged you about something. You say, oh, couldn't see myself doing that. And sometimes we put off what God has been challenging regarding. Could never see myself doing that. And then I could imagine them saying, well, how is it possible? Well, the Lord has dominion over the fowl of the air. He is our Lord. He's been our creator and he can change us. He can change our nature. If only we bow to his word and yield to his will, then there's no knowing what he'll do with us and in us and through us. And I think that's marvelous this morning, that the Lord can change us completely. And so, here were these ravens, the butcher and the baker, every morning and every evening. How thrilling. I'm sure old King Ahab said, if you see somebody with a wee Asda bag, would you follow them? If they've got a wee carrying bag, follow them, because they'll be going to feed Elijah. But somebody conjectured said that maybe the ravens went to Ahab's table, took it from his table, fed Elijah. God has 1,000 ways to answer every prayer. You having a hard time this morning? Things are difficult. Consider the ravens. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Some days it doesn't appear, but he really does. Doesn't care for you any more than by going to the cross to die for you. One thing is sure, he'll never care for you any less. These ravens is a whole team effort. Let me challenge you. What are you doing for God in this place? You see, so often our fellowships are like the church at Sardis. There were those who had a name that they were alive, but they were dead. They were dead. If you're dead, you can't do anything. You just sit there. Just sit there. Don't speak. Don't contribute. Don't participate. You just sit there. Because you're dead. You have a name. Oh, I go to Oregon Baptist. I'm evangelical. I believe the book. We have a name, but we're dead. There are those who are ready to die. They're half dead, half dead. You know what it's like to be half dead? One day, the young people in Scotland decided to go for a trek across the hills, across the hills. And of course, I thought I could go with them. But after 2 or 3 miles, I was done. And there was a wee brook, a wee stream, and I got the shoes off. And I sat on the bank, dangling my feet in the water. Oh, it was marvelous. They shouted, "Pastor, come on!" "Not me, not me, not me." "Why?" "I'm half dead. Don't ask me to take another step. Don't ask me to go any further. I'm half dead. I'm half dead." "Don't ask me to come out at night. I'm half dead. Don't ask me to come out midweek. I'm half dead." So the picture of you. Half dead. But then the Lord Jesus said, "I have a few." Hadn't got many, but thank God he didn't say, "I haven't got any. I haven't got any." This magnificent minority, no matter how big the fellowship is, you always have this minority. So, this morning, the Lord is challenging you to get into the team, to do what you can, in order that the task might be easier, the burden lighter, the wheels turn smoother. If you're not saved, get saved. If you're not baptized, get baptized. If you're not in membership, get into membership. Get involved. Get involved. Plenty of ways you can get involved. The creche, the Sunday school, the Good News Club, the women's meeting. Driving the bus even. Driving the bus. Don't need to be in the pulpit to do that. Helping, encouraging, blessing, and being a blessing. Get involved, get involved. Do you know something? You don't rock the boat when you're pulling on the oars. Don't rock the boat when you're pulling on the oars. Get involved. These ravens. Oh God, couldn't see myself doing that. We're going to be feeding that prophet down there. We're going to be bringing flesh and bread in the morning and in the evening. For how long? Just as long as the Lord wants us to. Just as long as he commands us to be involved. I wonder, had Elijah names for all these ravens coming? These black messengers of blessing. These black messengers of blessing. How amazing. These which were an abomination. These which were unclean. Here was God taking them and using them to his glory and meeting his servants' need. Good job he was in the right place. God, in his mercy, brought these mercies new every morning and new every evening. What a mighty God that you and I have. What a mighty God that you and I serve. No wonder the Lord Jesus said, consider the ravens. I wonder, have you come to acknowledge him as creator? That he has made you? Brought up on the Presbyterian, saw the catechism. First question, what is man's chief end? To glorify God and to enjoy him forever, forever. You know, the thing that kept me back from coming to trust the Savior, I thought to be a Christian was to be a very dour thing, as the saying is called, a very bleak. There's no joy, no life. Very dull, very, very dull, very drab. That the Lord takes the spring out of your step and takes the smile from your face and takes the song from your lips. That's what I thought. And I didn't realize that the God of this world was blinding my mind. That he it was who was coming to put these obstacles, these barriers in my way. That he was blinding me to think in this manner, not knowing that the Lord Jesus said, I am come that my joy might be in you and that your joy might be full. Didn't tell me that Peter reminds us, even though we see him not, yet we believe and we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory. I wonder, those of you who have been in the mission and you're still thinking, still seeking to comprehend and to perceive, the God of this world is blinding your mind to the necessity of being born again. He blinds the minds to your responsibility to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. Blinds your mind to your acceptability. Just come as you are. Just come as you are. Come as you are. He blinds our minds to the urgency, to the urgency. Come now, let us reason together. Come now, those who are weary and heavy laden. But oh, I thank God for that night at my own bedside, down there in Princess Street, where I passed from death, hallelujah, unto life. And from the power of Satan unto God. Oh, the joy. Oh, the joy. I'll sing it. I'll tell it. Wherever I go. I want all to hear it. I want all to know the joy of salvation. It fills my heart so. For I have been born again. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And all those that seek thee, be glad in thee and rejoice. And all those that love thy salvation, say continually, the Lord be magnified. Hope you've considered the ravens with me this morning. Now, what are you going to do about it? Don't straightway go out and forget. But in the quietness of your own heart, you make your response. If you're not saved, then get saved this morning. You know how? David has made it very clear, very plain, very simple. Just come to the Lord Jesus, the one who died on the cross for you, shed his precious blood for you, was buried and rose again the third day for you, delivered for your offenses and raised again for your justification. And those of you like the raven in Noah's day, will you know, come back again. Those of you not baptized, then get baptized. Those of you who have been here, not members, then come into membership. Get involved. Get involved. Make the burden of the work lighter. Make the task easier. Make the wheels to turn smoother. In order in this place, the blessing of God might fall. Souls saved and backsliders restored. Glory brought to our wonderful Savior. Blessing to his people. Consider the ravens. They have no fridges. No deep. Just have to live it out of time. And that's what he does for them. He feeds them. Meets their need. He can do it for you. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful privilege this morning, ministering to your people. Father, we have been thinking about the ravens. You know each and every one of us intimately, better than we know ourselves. Father, for those maybe not saved this morning, maybe they've been in during the mission, heard your word, convicted of their sin, but never have taken the step. They always thought it was a draw. Honours were even, nobody won. Today give them grace, Lord, to take that step and to trust you. Think of those like the raven who have got out of the ark, had enjoyed your blessing, your provision. And now they're in the far country, Lord, give them grace to come back. Those, Father, maybe challenged about baptism, give them grace, Lord. Those regarding membership, Lord, that you'll just get them involved, Lord, get them involved. Not be just sitting warm in a pew. And Father, for pastor and people, that you'll bless in a mighty way, that with one mind and one mouth they may glorify your lovely name. Bless in the Sunday school this afternoon. Remember the closing meeting of the mission tonight. Bring David and the fullness of the blessing of the gospel tonight, that he might come empowered, that the Spirit himself will move in his life and through his life, that tonight there will be a mighty outpouring, men and women and young people swept into the kingdom. Remember the pastor, Lord, as he goes next week in your will to Cookstown, that you'll bless him, Lord, that you'll use him, that he indeed might have the joy of seeing many being brought to know and to love our wonderful Savior. Bless those who are visiting with us this morning, that you'll continue to be on to them all that they need. Thank you for the young folk from Shanefield, and pray that you'll bless them. We lift our hearts to you in thanksgiving and praise. Father, just give deciding grace to those who have made decisions this morning for one thing or another. And as a result, your name will be glorified for Jesus' sake. Amen. going to sing the last hymn, 470. Saviour, thy dying love, thou gavest me.